KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have sprinkles or drizzle, depending on which way you happen to be looking into the atmosphere. And 43 degrees, there is a dense fog advisory in effect for the listening area until 1 o'clock this afternoon. A wind advisory beginning at 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. And a flood watch continues for the entire listening area through Thursday evening. We look for showers and scattered thunderstorms today. Some may produce heavy rain at a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a flood warning for rain and snow melt in central Shelby County, and that is in effect until 6:30 p.m. At 6:30 this morning, a reporting gauge near Harlan on the west Nishnabotna River was reporting levels just below flood stage, but rising very fast. Flooding could likely begin in the area shortly. Up to 1/2 inch of rain has already fallen. Some locations that may experience flooding include Harlan, Irwin, Kirkman, and Nishnabend Recreation Area. The city of Denison has activated the flood call-out procedure for businesses along Highway 30 and 7th Street. Officials say the North Boyer River is at 14 feet or 6 feet below flood stage. The East Boyer is over 2/3 full, and they say there's a lot more rain coming. And again, the flood watch remains in effect for Crawford and other counties through 7 p.m. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency reports C Avenue and Box Elder between 150th and 170th will be closed due to water over the roadway. They ask you to avoid the area and find an alternate route of travel. And a reminder, when you see water over the road, turn around and don't drown. Speaking of roads, Red Oak school buses will be running on hard surface roads only today, tomorrow, and Friday. Nottoway Valley schools are running buses on their hard surfaces only today and tomorrow. The CAM schools are running buses on hard surfaces only today, Thursday, and Friday. While an Iowa State Patrol trooper from Western Iowa is being hailed for good police work in warning California law officers about a possible threat to Google headquarters in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mountain View, California, police say 33-year-old Kyle Long of Waterville, Maine, was upset because his YouTube channel had been shut down. He allegedly told his hometown police that he'd get violent if his Google confrontation didn't go well. Google owns YouTube. Mountain View police arrested Long on Sunday on suspicion of making criminal threats. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nathan Ludwig says that Trooper Ryan Zener talked to Long on Friday while Long's car was being towed from a ditch he slid into along Interstate 80, about 53 miles west of Des Moines. Ludwig said Zener grew suspicious as Long talked about his plan to pitch an idea to Google executives. Ludwig says Trooper Zener called the Mountain View police after his encounter with Long, shared his concerns, and told them Long was heading their way. Police in Creston Tuesday afternoon arrested a man for tampering with a vehicle. 32-year-old Brody Lee Pingree of Creston was also charged with criminal mischief. He was arrested around 1:45 p.m. and later released on a $600 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is approval of resignations and contract recommendations. The resignations include Morgan Stashelm, high school math teacher, Arnie Lamp, high school day custodian, Michelle Huber, high school guidance counselor, Oren Perkins, assistant boys soccer coach, and Jennifer Gazer, high school choir director. Contract recommendations will include Taylor Williams, middle school girls track coach, Tessia Cleaver with a special education paraeducator, Sarah Iam, a high school guidance counselor, Dawn Russell, assistant head cook at Schuler, Laura Vogel, high school math teacher, and Rebecca Wallace, high school food and consumer science. The board will also act on the termination of Kelly Simonton, providing him with a 14-day notice as required by his letter of assignment with the district. Simonton, a high school custodian, was arrested March 1st on 2 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree. In other business, the board is expected to set April 10th at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the 2019-2020 school calendar and act on approving resolutions for 2019 and 2020, including a budget guarantee in the amount of $56,679. The board approved PEPL of $156,338, or 33 cents per thousand. The 2019-2020 fundraiser, or fund transfer, that is, from general to activity for protective equipment. Also, they'll act on 2018-19 calendar makeup days, as we previously reported, and out-of-state overnight trips, including one for the drama department to Lincoln, Nebraska, and the boys and girls track for a trip to Northwest Missouri State in Maryville on March 16th to compete in the indoor track meet. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved the fiscal year 2020 county and secondary roads budgets. The budget was approved following a public hearing during which there were no comments. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said the budget calls for a countywide increase in the property tax asking over fiscal year 2019 of 4 cents per $1,000 valuation, or $5.13, as opposed to the $5.09 in the current year. The rural basic levy is $3.95 per thousand, which is a decrease from fiscal year 2019.
The rural people's part of the levy to come up with the taxes for the 7599090 is 9.08284. But those inside the corporate limits, theirs is going to be 5.1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 8, 9, 6, 4. And the levy rate's important when you come to how it's distributed.
Yes.
And this, of course, a reminder that this is only the county. It doesn't include the cities. And that's the reason for the major difference between the county-wide portion and the rural portion is the public services, mostly the streets and roads.
The subtotal of county-wide all rural services amounts to $9.08 as compared to $9.34 in FY 2019. Supervisor Steve Green clarified an otherwise confusing budget.
Our county portion rate-wise is down, but money-wise is up. It's kind of what it boils down to.
Right. And
yes.
That's where it ranks. And it gets a little further on that is because the rate went down because in our case, the majority of new construction or added for construction is the wind turbines. So we're, I think on the last year of the increase, we'll be at 30% of the value. So this is probably the last year that you'll see the ability to go down on your levy rate and raise more taxes.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.